Hello.
Hi, good morning, Masu to Miss Gretchen.
Max is calling.
This is Nina Knight from Family First.
Yes, hi Nina, this is Victoria. Yes, I received my phone yesterday and I was looking for your number. It's weird because I had changed my phone. It's a lot to have one on with my phone. But I got a phone that actually was able to download the app. But I kind of don't know where to go from there. I have my clock in and out numbers. I think that's a little jumbled up in my brain since I've been using the app to put the stuff in. So I haven't used my clock in and out numbers in
So
a very long time.
your PIN number is not going to work on a cell phone. It only works on a landline.
Oh, okay.
So question, on your timesheet, there's a different address on here. Did Miss Thomas move?
No, it should be 1717 Hunting Park Avenue.
You know what address they have on her file?
What do they have?
168 East Sharpnett Street.
Whoa, she's never lived there. Wait, 168? 16, that's a mistake. She's never
Yeah,
lived on. She,
they
yeah,
have a
she's never lived on.
Sharpnet.
She's lived on Blakemore Street, which is not far from Sharpneck. Maybe that's the wrong Lisa Thomas. She's
Maybe.
never ever lived on Sharpneck Street. I know where that's at. That's in East Mount Airy. That's in Mount
Yeah.
Airy, so she's lived on Blakemore, but she's never
Let me
lived
try to
on
see if I can
Sharpneck.
update this address.
That's weird. I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
I
that's
was
why I
thinking
wanted
it.
to make sure.
Yeah. She said dialysis right now. I'm doing some housekeeping for her.
Okay, so what we got to do is we got to try to get this app up and running. If not, then you're going to have to come to the office.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready
Because
to get it up and running.
right now it's been
I have
too
it with me
long.
now.
Yeah, it's been
Yeah,
too
I have.
long, and now I'm in the process of assigning you a new coordinator, but I can't do that until we're able to get you compliance with clocking in and out on that app.
Okay, I have it with me right now. I just don't know what to do. Like, I have the app, it's downloaded.
Okay,
I just
so
don't know
try
what to
to
do.
click on the app,
Okay, I
assign
have
in
the app. It looks blue. Oh, wait, let me see what it says.
with an X.
All right, it has the app. Now, there are two apps that look the same. One says HHA Real-Time Web-Based Management
That's
Solution.
what you need.
Now, they want my email and my password.
Yeah, did you ever create one?
I'm gonna
If
try to
you
see if I
didn't, put your email in and click forgot password.
okay. Okay, let's see. Gmail. Wait a minute, no, at Gmail. Wait a minute. That. Oh, Lord. Hold on. Okay. COM. And I'm putting my password in now because I think I changed everything.
Yeah, if it's a email password, they couldn't find it, then that means you gotta click forgot password, so therefore it can send you a temporarily one through your email.
All right, I'm gonna try to log in. Invalid email address, please. Invalid email address.
Okay, so let me see.
Sign up. I'm gonna hit sign up.
There's no need to sign up because you're already active. I already have your code for your app.
Oh, then why is this
So
saying?
what I'm gonna do is I am going to, on my end, I am going to, let me just make sure your email address is correct. We have vscratching@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the email.
All right, I'm gonna click forgot password on your app. One second. One second. Therefore, HHA is going to send you a temporary one. All right, let's see. All right, V scratching me. Yeah, gmail.com. Okay. So look for, go to your email and look for something for 951 from HHA alerting you of a temporary email password to get back into your account.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to use this. Okay. I'm going to go to my Gmail right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gmail. Login. Okay, let's see. Okay, I do see it.
Okay, now look in that fine line of that paragraph. There is a temporary password in, like, little parentheses, commas.
Yep, I see it.
You see that? Now hold that password and copy it.
Okay.
You copied it?
Yeah.
Now go back to the HHA Exchange where you sign in at.
Mm-hmm.
And put your email in if it's not in there. And underneath where password, I want you to hold inside that box of password, and I want you to paste that password that HHA sent you.
Okay, put my email and then the password.
Yep, so I just want you to hold that password box, and therefore it'll come up cut, copy, paste. I need you to paste that password we just snatched from your email.
Okay, do we need the parentheses, the password, and
nope.
Then?
No, we just need the password, no parentheses.
Okay. All right. And that's a, oh. Okay. Oh, okay, it took me here. Okay, create a new password. Here we go.
So now this is where you create your fancy password that you can remember.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be, it can be lowercase.
It has to be one capital letter.
Okay. Wait, I'm just going to spell this correctly. Okay. And a symbol or just?
Any symbol, @, $, it has to be any kind of symbol.
Okay. All right, and it says confirm your new password.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes this confirm like 3 different times. Okay, hold on for one moment. Because I really wasn't supposed to erase the old one. Okay. Alrighty. Righty. 38. All right. Okay. All right, that ought to work. Okay, new password was registered successfully. Now I'm
okay,
going back.
Okay, so now
I'm
you can go back. Mm-hmm. You can go back and sign in with that new credential that you had selected.
All right. It's loading. Okay. All right. Today's schedule.
Yep.
Unscheduled
on,
visit.
Now, I'm going to explain to you how that works. Today's schedule is what's on your schedule for today, okay? Unscheduled visits is where you can clock in and out on if you happen to not see a scheduled visit there, okay? You can create it, we can grab it, and we can make the schedule
okay.
On the schedule
Wait
so we can
I'm
connect
sorry.
It.
Say that again. It ran by me so fast. Okay, so when I look at today's schedule, what does that mean? What's scheduled
for
today?
It's the schedule for today, correct.
And the day is the 18th?
Yes. So to have your scheduled time for your client.
Okay.
And then underneath it, it'll have unscheduled visits. You can select the unscheduled visit if you happen to not see no schedule there at all.
Yeah, because this don't look right. 4:30 to, like, we did 4:30. It was.
That's not the schedule been since I took over Sydney case files.
Oh, that's the long. Remember, we had breaks in between, though. Something looked wrong with it.
Let me just see
do,
what we have.
Yeah.
I know I
it's
do have.
It's 4:30 to 12.
I have 4:30. Oh, no, the system does it that way. It does it that way, yeah. So it'll be 4:30 to 8:30 a.m. So that's how
and
the system breaks it down.
How many hours is that?
This is, the only thing changes is Sunday because midnight is considered another day. That's 16 hours a day.
Oh, this is sometimes, man. Okay, so how would I clock in?
So this I'm about to explain to you.
Oh, I see it. I just
so you click on it. You click clock in. GPS is going to pop up on the bottom. You need to select GPS. If you do not select GPS, it's not going to register.
Or GPS. Once you clock in, you'll see GPS at the bottom?
Yeah, so you'll go ahead and click it.
Clock in?
And then, yep, just go ahead and clock in. We're going to play with the
I see it.
And then once you go to clock out, it's the same thing, but then it's going to be a whole bunch of duties that pops up. You have the option of selecting the duties if you want, but there's a button on the very top right corner that says saved. You can bypass those duties.
Okay, so that's what's going on. Okay.
It can be a headache going down all them bubbles because HHA uses non-skilled and skilled. So there is things on there that does not going to pertain to you because all agency uses it. So if you want to bypass all them duties, just click save. Make sure you click GPS. Make sure you click confirm. The reason is because the service coordinator is aware of Mrs. Thomas' care plan. They are aware of what is required to take care of her. That's what the assessment is for.
Okay, so we can skip past them.
Yes, you can. Now, if you want to select the duties, just out of curiosity, like any new medical situation that popped up or arise that's concerning you, and if it's relating to you, then you can select it.
Okay, because I'm looking at this is actually easier than a
See, now the thing is, you know, there's a lot of clients that wind up getting the landline only because of it was easier for them with the clock in and out, which is fine, but we also train them on the app because the phone system calling in is not going to give you no confirmation that your clock ins and out is registering successfully. Only the app is going to tell you that.
Good. This is really well. I like this.
And then once on that screen where it say scheduled visits, unscheduled visit, it's also going to have confirmed. Confirmed is confirming from Monday through Sunday all your clock ins and out registering successfully with checks.
So you have to, at the end of the week, you have to hit confirm?
Nope. If you want to go on there and just make sure all your clock ins and out register, then you go on confirm so you can see the check mark on each day that a clock in and clock out registered.
Okay. So basically my mom would, so how would that work again? So my mom, so when we clock in and out, I normally clock out at 12 because of the.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have
system?
To. Nope. You don't have to with the app. Nope. What you do is you clock in at 4:30 and you go clock out at 8:30. Once you clock out at 8:30, that midnight is going to register because they're going to see a start time and a finish time the following day. So it's going to connect itself.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. This is good.
Yeah.
This is way better. I'm happy we have this way better than the paper tie sheets and everything. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
but
just
the,
remember.
But the kicker is that
what?
If my mom is not home at this point in time, we will not.
Okay. So let me tell you what the rules are. The rules are home care services must start and stop in the home. If mom isn't home by 4:30, if she gets home at 5, then that means you need to clock out a half an hour later. So you need to clock out to match your time, okay?
Okay. Yeah, but, makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, so just make sure the clock ins and out is connecting to the address. Okay.
And you can only do 16 hours a day. You can't make up, like, you can't do an extra hour on.
Not on 16. 16 is the max.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because they expect you to have 8 hours of sleep and, you know, stuff like that downtime.
Yeah, that's a labor law. Yep. Okay, awesome. I'm happy because this is a lot better than. It was confusing. Entering it in, that got better, but the time sheets were crazy. My hands got tired of writing. I'm a typer, not a writer.
Gotcha.
But, okay, this works out.
Okay. So I'm letting you know now, since the app is up and running, you will be assigned today, so you will get a text message from me informing you on who will be your new coordinator assigned and their phone number.
Okay, so we have a new coordinator because it took too long for us to get.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be like compliant with clocking in and out, registered with the app, you know, trained, you know, and stuff like that. But if you have any problems with the app, you can feel free to call me.
Okay.
So
okay.
I can take you step by step on how to regain access if you ever do get locked out, you know, and you need some assistance. But other than that, any schedule changes, any PPE supplies, any concerns, and you need to contact your coordinator, that's who you will communicate with going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And look for that text message. I'll be sending it to you shortly on who that person is going to be.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.